You are listening to Real World News.
Perverse globalization, warning about growing power, financial capital, interview with Monica Vargas of ODG. The Puebla-Panama Plan, now called Mesoamerican Integration and Development Project, and the Initiative for the Integration of the Regional Infrastructure of South America are two spaces of political coordination in Latin America that promote the construction of large infrastructure projects for the transportation of raw materials. Monica Vargas, member of the Observatory on Debt in Globalization, ODG, says the projects are one of the main physical bases for European capital, but also because of the resistance they cause, their Achilles heel. Vargas participated in the international seminar Food, Water and Energy are Not Commodities, where she presented a diagnosis of infrastructure megaprojects by describing them and exposing their main promoters and beneficiaries. Siemens, Alstom, Areva, Endesa, and Enel are some of the corporations involved in the construction of these million projects in South American countries, according to Vargas. The researcher also outlined as a key feature of these megaprojects the fact that they create more public debt for the countries involved in them. So she explained that 46% of IRSA projects are funded with public funds of South American states, that is to say, financial capital is defining where public investment should go, she said. Vargas told Real World Radio that to question the reach of the current proposals to regulate the financial market, because right now big transnational corporations in the commodity sector participate in the market. These corporations are not viewed as financial actors, but they play a key role there. In response to these threats, Vargas talked about the need to take what we care about from the financial market. Take food, infrastructure and debt. Our debt does not have to be a part of financial markets. Together with other 120 networks and regional and international organizations and social movements, ODG promotes a campaign to dismantle corporate power. The campaign aims to create legally binding rules for transnational corporations to answer for their systematic human rights abuses, besides an international criminal court that will try transnational corporations for social and environmental crimes.
You are listening to Real World News.